Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just a week ago, World of Buzz shared the story of Sabrina Bennett, former Miss Universe Malaysia who suffered years of being harassed and stalked by a so-called fan. After 8 years of staying quiet, Sabrina decided to seek the justice she deserves. Her story had gone viral over the past week, and netizens have been sharing her story around in hopes that Sabrina will know that we are all on her side. Finally, action was taken against the 33-year-old perpetrator and he was charged at the Jalan Duta Magistrate Court. However, according to netizens and Sabrina herself, the outcome is simply not good enough. Sabrina broke the news on her Instagram stating the perpetrator was fined, only ₱1,200. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Sabrina Bennett at @abby_b. World of Buzz got in touch with Sabrina Bennett and she tells us how outraged she feels towards the action that was taken on the perpetrator. Nevertheless, she is wishing to focus on the silver lining of it all. When I had heard about the sentencing, there was pin drop silence in the room. I paused for a long moment before I could bring myself to say he was let go after paying a fine of ₱1,200. I don't think I will ever forget this amount, Sabrina told World of Buzz. The only thing that was going through my mind was, what is ₱1,200 worth? 3 speeding tickets and apparently 8 years of tolerating insults, harassment, threats, abuse, stress, anger, anxiety, humiliation, fear, restlessness, helplessness, sleeplessness, torment and trauma from a stranger I have never caused any harm to, she explained. Sabrina held back tears when she had to break the news to her family. As I typed out the result of the sentencing to my family, I couldn't hold back tears. Tears of rage and disappointed, no one in the room uttered a word, all our faces fell to the floor. It didn't feel like a win, she told us. This sentencing rightly points out why we must all play our part in pushing the reform of our outdated laws to represent our very real and pressing current concerns of cyberbullying, harassment, and stalking. The penalties must be revised. Don't we have a responsibility to our children and family to protect them against this type of predators? Don't we owe it to our women to have laws enabling them to protect their own wombs from predators such as this? Sabrina questioned. She added on to say, yes, the outcome is not what we had hoped. I still do not feel like I am safe, but this has hopefully taught the predator that he must be accountable for his actions. She ended her interview by saying, the times have changed, but why haven't our laws changed with it? What else has to happen before these bills are tabled? How many more men and women must suffer while we sit and wait for change to happen? Enough is enough. Criminalize stalking, cyberbullying and harassment. Netizens too were shocked by the outcome but nevertheless advised Sabrina to keep fighting. What do you think of this story? Let us know in the comments section below. Also read, your womb belongs to me, ex-Miss Universe Malaysia shares years of being harassed and stalked. Source, Instagram. Source, Instagram. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.